Hey there, this is Jody Clock and welcome to my podcast, I Woke Up Dead, Now What? In our conversations, we'll talk about real issues that everyday people face should they wake up dead without a life after death plan in place. Join me as we explore the how-tos on preparing for you or your loved one's passing without breaking the bank. And let's not forget about those pets too. Now, don't you fall asleep. Hey, this is Jody Clock, and thank you for joining me for I Woke Up Dead Today, Now What? So today we're having a couple of guests that we're going to interview. They're dear friends, but most importantly, they are fantastic entrepreneurs. These two ladies, they're onto something, and I think you guys need to know about it because, again, we don't know what we don't know. So what I've brought together are the principles of a new company called Senior Care Questions. It's a website company, but it is for all things end of life, all things seniors. I could talk about it because, you know, that's my passion. However, I'm going to let them do that. So what I'd like to do is introduce you to, you know, it's funny when we have our meetings, both of their names are Renee. So it's always, you know, R squared or R times two. And so we just kind of get a kick out of it. But for purposes of this conversation, the first lady that I'm going to introduce, her name is Renee Wired, as in wired for sound. And I want to tell you, if you think I have energy, this woman runs circles around me. So I think when this podcast is done, I'm going to be laying on the floor looking for a nap. Anyhow, Renee brings over 25 years of healthcare experience. She's got an extensive focus for the last 8.5 years as a market director for a leading hospice company in Michigan. And Renee also serves as an independent consultant and trainer in the senior healthcare placement area. The other individual I'd like to introduce is Renee Phillips. She also has her whole career focused in the medical field. She brings over 30 years experience. Not only is she tenured, she is one smart cookie. She has her MBA in healthcare management, taken several graduate classes from the Harvard School of Business. So welcome, ladies. And I'm going to kick it off and I'm going to ask Renee One, who's wired for sound, that we're just going to call weirdo here for a minute, because that's what it looks like when it spells. And welcome, ladies. And Renee, how you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you very much. And I don't know. I don't know who has more energy here. I think Jody gives me a run for my money. So you guys will have to let us know after this.
Sounds good. So R2 or R2D2, Renee Phillips, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. No, Jody, I think I'm the one that's going to be taking the nap after dealing with you two today.
You're used to it, girl. You're used to it.
I am used to it.
Oh, if you two, you know, if people could see you two ladies, you are a yin and a yang. You know, you both are very smart, intelligent ladies, but one is a big socializer and an extrovert, and the other one is Miss Smarty Pants and a bean counter, and she is an introvert. So they certainly complement each other. Well, enough about you guys, although you are really important. But I would like for you to share with our listeners out there. I guess the first thing is, each of you had very successful careers. How did you come up with this concept of senior care questions and what it is? So what I'm going to ask you to do is, whichever one of you wants to take that, introduce yourself on if you're the introvert or the extrovert here, so our listeners know, and run with it for me.
You got it. I'll take that one, Renee. So the reason that we came up with this is because we continually saw people saying, I don't know where to start, when their loved ones needed either placement into an assisted living or a nursing home. They didn't know where to start when they needed to reach out to somebody for home care. I was seeing people getting taken advantage of, picking the wrong businesses to work with. We just decided to get a website together that would really vet the people that we were putting on the site to make it an easy place for people to start when either they or their loved one needs some type of service. And we have a variety of services on the site, anywhere from attorneys that can help with trusts, home care agencies. So it's just been just a great site that's really come together well and offers a lot of information to people who really can need to utilize it and make good decisions.
Well, that's a mouthful, but that's a lot of information. So I want to be clear, if I heard this correctly, this is website driven. There is no brick and mortar business. And the reason I say that is so many people, they're so used to running down to their local senior center or their local senior resource place. And this is not the case. This is 100% online, but you have, it sounds like you have partners. So you were talking about the legal end of it or the placement end of it. So I'd like Renee, weirdo here, to kind of expand.
I'm really not that weird, you guys.
Well, that remains to be seen.
You are.
But no, yeah. Renee, if you could be kind enough to take that and explain a little bit about that to our listeners so they understand it.
Yes. I think the reason, too, why we started this website is that we know, especially after COVID, people are going to the internet. So anyone that likes research, if you go and you research who is on the web and who is searching. So we know, right, millennials, 93% right now are searching on the web for answers, right? Where do we go? 90% of Gen Xers, which is age 39 to 54, right? Who's going to be looking for this website, maybe for their parents or maybe for themselves. That's 90% are researching on the web. Last 68% of baby boomers, which you're looking at 55 to 73, believe it or not, again, 68% are searching for answers on the web. So I think that's one reason too, why we said this needed to be a one-stop shop where all of these users, these internet users, can go and look for the right resources and have it at the right time.
Well, that's pretty powerful. So I guess what I'm really curious of, you explained why you felt the need, you know, the one-stop shop, but who are your trusted partners? How did you select them? I mean, I would imagine there are, obviously, you know, my husband and I, we've got a family funeral home. And of course, you know, I'm a little biased. I think we're the best. But
you are pretty great.
Hey, thanks.
You really are.
I don't take that for granted, but I did pay her to say that. So keep it coming, girl. But anyhow, you know, there are so many reputable places out there, and then there are some not so much.
Right.
So how did you choose the cream of the crop?
So we decided that anybody that we put on the site had at least been with the Better Business Bureau. So they were a trusted resource from the Better Business Bureau, or they were names given to us by hospital case managers that the case managers have worked with through the years and found out that, you know, they were confident in this business to be able to give their names to patients and their families. So that's really how we decided, you know, who we're going to allow on there. You know, there's attorneys out there that we would not allow on our site. We had hospitals referring to maybe like a ramp company that would give a patient a quote of $16,000, and we knew that was way too high. So we went to somebody really reputable that we knew, and they quoted them $5,000 for a better ramp. So it's just through experience, through reputation, through the Better Business Bureau that we make our choices of who ends up on our site and who does not.
I'm going to piggyback on that too, because that is definitely, we definitely are using the Better Business Bureau. And again, like you said, Renee, right? The experience from all the case managers that are in these hospitals doing a phenomenal job. I think what's important too is that we look at, like, for example, Medicare.gov. So on our website, from all the way from home care to hospices, Medicare.gov has done a great job looking at, you know, comparing all those companies that are Medicare providers. So we have done the work for you. So all you got to do is, example, go on the website, go to these resources, and you can click on that link and go and very easily compare before you choose the provider that you want to work with.
I'm jumping in here because I get all excited about this stuff. So as I see this, you've got a website out there, you've targeted, you know who you're targeting. you know what they need, and probably they don't know what they need. And I'm sure they get a lot of, I always like to say, well-intended misinformation. So, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that the whole object of senior care questions is to have one safe and secure trusted source of senior providers. I'm going to say from A to Z. It could be, you had mentioned ramps. It could go all the way up to end of life care. It could, do you include pets on that? Is there anything about taking care of people's pets should they pass?
You know what? As a matter of fact, we do, because that is important, especially for seniors and their loved ones. So
That's exciting.
We do have it. So, and shoot, Jody, you know what? As a matter of fact, you are one of our preferred providers. And again, you really do. Your company does a phenomenal job. They really do. My family has been with you, and I can't say enough good things, but yeah, I mean, I you could collaborate a little bit on that too. I'd love for you to do that, so people know they can go to our website and look for that.
And thank you for that. I did want to push that out there because many of our listeners, they do have, whether they're birds, whether they're bunnies, whether they're kitty cats or dogs, many times someone dies. And again, no one knows what to do with that pet. So I applaud you for putting that in your business plan, putting that out there as an educational piece to your consumers and actually to your trusted partners, to potential clients for them. So in this site, if I was walking through it, if I finally, you know, I'm a daughter from out of town and I came in and I'm realizing mom's a little one off. So, all right. So we go to her, you know, her internal care doctor or her family practitioner. And they suggest, you know, it might be time to kind of have the talk that maybe she can live by herself, but she might need some extra help. So I know in Muskegon County, we've got Comfort Keepers. And so that would actually be a type of an individual or a company that could bring in and make an assessment. And then when it's out of their league, are they able to refer to the next? Or how does that work?
Most of the time, the care agency would recognize that there's a need for more care, to the point maybe where they can't do it in the home now, and it's really going to be less expensive to go into an assisted living. So they might talk to the family, and the family would call a placement agency to help with finding the right assisted living that could meet their loved one's needs and budget. I also wanted to mention too, you guys reminded me of when you were talking about a few things there, but I think that the site is really nice because, like you said, Jody, people don't know what they don't know. And there are 22 hospices on this side of the state. We have Hospice Compare on there, and it talks about the different hospices. Not all hospices are the same. We have videos on the site from these company owners, so you can get an idea about the company, who owns it, and click on the video and just, you know, learn more about the company, and it'll take you right to the website. So it's really user-friendly.
So what I'm going to do, you just left a great opening to transition. Renee, tell me the website where people can find you.
Sure. You want to go to www.seniorcarequestions.com.
And then from there, should they find someone, they can call and get a consultation. Is that correct?
Yes, you actually can go under there. All throughout the website, you'll see like a blinking. It says schedule consultation, or at the top, you can click on consultation. And we do offer a free consultation. So we really do want to provide you with the right resources, kind of get a little bit of background of your story and pass those off, those good resources. Again, we don't know what we don't know. So that's why we're offering that free consultation. We do have a couple other tiers of consultations too that you'll see if you want, you know, a lot of assistance.
That sounds like a real powerful value proposition for people. So before we close, because we're winding down here, if you could impart, each one of you, I'm going to ask each one of you for your 2 cents. One important takeaway, what should it be about senior care questions?
Because you asked for 2 cents, I'm going to give you 2 answers to that question. I think senior care questions gives people a starting point. They need a starting point. And I saw this phrase the other day, and I really liked it to sum up our website. It's pick the right path. It's always important for people to pick the right path the first time. It's hard to go back and redo things. So I think with the site, it'll allow you to hit the start button, get some good answers, and then pick the right path that best suits you and your family.
That was well said. And I really like that pick the right path. I may have to coin that and steal it from you.
I stole it from somebody else.
Copy and steal everything. Exactly. Case it. All right.
I would just say, you know what? Choose your own path. I do want to say at the top of our website, there is a free checklist that you can go to, and it will actually take you through very simple what you need to know. So, and it really actually will lead you right back to the website, because we do have all of that information for you. So for me, it would be use this website now. Don't wait. Even if you're younger, research it. So, you know, if you have a loved one, maybe your parents, your grandparents, you can help them make the right decisions for their quality of life, and then also for peace of mind.
A lot of good stuff in this conversation, and we can only get so much on our podcast here. So what I want to do is thank both of you ladies for joining me today. And I'm going to remind everyone to go to Senior Care Questions, their website, www.seniorcarequestions.com. I'm also going to encourage everyone to jump on over to my website, Jody with an I, Clock. So you can get some of this information as well. We'll have a blog post about it, because it'll be a little more extensive. And feel free to order my book, It's Complicated, because it is a great companion to the Senior Care Questions website. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, if you're hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode. And for that, I want to thank you. And I am so glad you didn't wake up dead today. Please jump over to jodyclock.com and download your free copy of My Family Care Plan. This guide will help those you leave behind should you wake up dead. I promise. Be sure to order my book, It's Complicated, based on a true story. Send me an email about topics you'd like to hear in future episodes. Until next time, thank you for not falling asleep.